SHL Podcast. Learning Snippets bei SHL, Schweizerische Hotelfachschule Luzern. Simply listen and learn.
Welcome to another Learning Snippet, and today we're going to talk about direct bookings and how to manage it. As everybody knows, the war between the OTAs, the online travel agencies, and the direct bookings in hotels is an ongoing topic since many years. Although we actually coexist in a partnership, we're still fighting. But this fight is not with equal measures. The problem is that we are not able to fight and to really fight for direct bookings. Why not? Because most of us are lacking a clear strategy and the KPIs that are needed to manage the approach in a strategic way. Today I want to help you in a short overview to tell you A, how we can build up this KPI system, and B, how you can start to manage it in a perfect way. So the first thing is, if you have your booking through an intermediary, it comes at a cost. This cost is either a net rate discount or, in many cases in the European markets, a retail commission. So the question is, if you produce direct bookings, it is not for free. You have to invest in marketing, technology, and your website. And this comes at a cost. So the question is, the ultimate question is it cheaper to produce through your direct booking channel, or are you actually better off paying somebody else for doing that? And to compare this, we need to compare apples with apples. How do we do this? Well, let's say on one side for the OTAs, we have a cost of sale, which we call commission. Let's assume 15% as a retail commission on a standard OTA in a European market for the time being. So on the other side, we need to determine what is our cost of sale in a percentage of revenue for our direct bookings as well. And this is a measure which we call efficiency ratio. Efficiency ratio is the equation of the cost per booking in percent of the revenue produced. Or in other words, this is the cost per booking divided by the shopping cart value. Shopping cart value is a measure that comes from digital marketing. Shopping cart value is what you put into your digital shopping cart before you check out and pay. For a hotel, this is the total transaction revenue that you produce with one reservation. So let's say you book two rooms for 1 week and a little bit of extras like a ski ticket and a transfer from the airport, and that all goes together into one digital shopping cart, and the total amount is your shopping cart value. In order to produce this booking, there are costs involved. So let's say the shopping cart value is 1,000 Swiss francs and the cost involved was 100 Swiss francs. That would be an efficiency ratio, 100 divided by 1,000, of 10%. Now the 10% would be cheaper than the 15% on the OTA side. Therefore, for that specific example, it would be better to drive marketing and to do the online booking through the direct channel. If with the same example, with a shopping cart value of 1,000, your cost per booking exceeds 150 Swiss francs, let's say 200, because you had an expensive campaign, you did a lot of, extra photo shoots and content, and you didn't produce a lot of bookings. Let's say the normal stupid seasonal package, like an Easter package or Christmas package, where you invest a lot of time and sometimes even brainstorming meetings to come up with the mind-blowing idea that Christmas should come with a tree and Easter should come with a rabbit or an egg. Well, if you do this, sometimes you end up having cost of sale of 200 Swiss francs against a shopping cart of 1,000. This means 20%. So ultimately, your direct booking is more expensive than the intermediary one. For that specific campaign, the correct decision would be to stop doing it. Either to, let's say, modify it so the cost per booking goes down, or to increase the shopping cart value, or to just simply accept the fact that your Easter bookings come through an OTA. Now, let's dive a little bit deeper. What determines this cost of booking? The shopping cart value is easy. In this normal or the basic hotel situation, is a number of room nights with an ADR that gives a total transaction value for the reservation. The cost per booking is a little bit more complex. The cost per booking is a factor of your conversion ratio and your cost per click. Cost per click is how much you pay for one visitor to come through a paid campaign on your website. The conversion ratio is if you take all the bookings you get divided by all the visitors you acquired, that gives you how much percent go into this. So if you assume a conversion ratio, let's say, of 2%, which would be a minimum hotel average we would expect, it means you need 50 visitors for one booking. So if one visitor costs you 1 Swiss franc, cost per click, the cost per booking would be 50 visitors, hence 50 Swiss francs. So conversion ratio is a very powerful measure. The question how many of the people who visit your website actually buy something there is essential for everything you do in online marketing. This is the number one measure if you talk to any online marketing business. If you go to the digital world and ultimately also to booking.com and all the others, conversion ratio is like a religion. And if you hear from conversion ratio for the first time right now, you definitely need to kind of move your ass and speed up, because this is absolutely important. If you don't even know your conversion ratio, you shouldn't even invest into Google Ads or something like that. So conversion ratio is actually just bringing customers from A to B. So it's important to define that, because if you talk to your agency, they give you thousands of different conversions. The conversions we want to look at is basically two. One is the total conversion. This is how many bookings do you get if you take all the visitors off your website. By then we have to split it down, because there are two processes. So what we look is visitor to booking engine. This means all the people that visit your website, how many of those pushed on the book now button. And then the booking engine to confirmation email, this is how many of those who started actually the booking process by touching that book now button did actually finish it and buy something. And it's important to distinguish, because if your visitor to booking engine is low, you have to talk to your web agency and make it more prominent and more easy to kind of enter the process. But if your booking engine to confirmation email is low, you have to go into the booking engine and look into it. How easy is it to do it? Are all the buttons hidden? Are there some broken links in the shopping cart process? Is it working on a mobile? There are tons of things. Or maybe you just have to change your booking engine. So it's important to take the right measure, because the overall conversion ratio can be low or high for many reasons. And it's also important to understand, once you acquired a certain conversion ratio, you will never stop trying to improve that. Every month you want to get better. It's like going to the gym or like running a marathon. You want to be faster, you want to be better. So you're fighting your own measure week after week. But on the other side, it's also important to benchmark that figure. You want to know, are you as good as your competitive set on the market? Because these are the hotels you're actually fighting for guests with. And this is why benchmarking is of essential importance. And thank God, since about half a year, there is a big, big initiative. It's free of charge for all the hoteliers. It's called Bench Direct, where you basically insert a little script on your website and into your booking engine. And then all of these important KPIs get measured automatically. So you get a good cockpit and an overview of all of the KPIs you need. But you also get the comparison against the other hotels in your market or in your comp set. So this shows you, are you better or worse than your competitors in direct booking engine? Because at the end of the time, the two things you want to achieve is, A, you want to be more efficient, hence cheaper than the intermediaries, and B, you want to be better than your competitive set. If you master these two, you should spend unlimited amount of marketing money in online marketing, because it will all be ultimately GOP positive. Hey, thank you very much, and good luck in doing that.